Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you, O God, for another opportunity to come before you. And
yes,
Lord, we humble ourselves and we ask for mercy. Oh God, we call upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We ask you, O God, that you will blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, Lord. Whatever is not right, be merciful and compassionate toward us. And forgive us, Lord. Take it away from us in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, to cover us under your blood. We need your protection, Lord. We need you to stop by for just a little while, Lord. Make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Please, Lord, work on us right now. Mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor. Oh, God, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Lord, please have mercy on us and give us the grace that we so much need in order to continue down here, in order to keep on holding on. Oh, Lord, in order to stand our test in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, please rescue us, Lord God. Fight our battles for us. Heal us, Lord God. Make us whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch our minds and our bodies. Please, Lord, make us all over. Create in us a clean heart, my God, and renew a right spirit within us. Jesus, we are asking you to bless us tonight, oh my God, with the blessings that we stand in need of. You know us better than we know our own selves. You're the one who created us, oh God. You made us, Lord. You know our thoughts. You know the thoughts of our hearts, oh God. You know the intents of our hearts. Be merciful right now, Lord, and move upon us, Lord. Move in our midst, my God. We are asking you to remember us during this broadcast. And, yes, Lord, bless us right now, Lord God. Every listener who is tuned in, Lord, let a special blessing come upon them. Oh, my God, bless abundantly throughout the broadcast. Send your word and send your anointing. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name. We are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. and our late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from Isaiah 52:1. That's Isaiah 52:1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Bible reads, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that roll over them make them to howl, saith the Lord. And my name is continually every day, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doeth it. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth." Thank God for the word of his word, Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the first throughout the seven verses. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And if you'd like to listen to the on-demand broadcast, you can go to that same website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address, if you'd like to send us postal mail, is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, or you like to have remarks after the word, or if you like to share a testimony, sing a song, a scripture, or if you have a prayer request, you can definitely give us a call. You don't have to wait to call in, but you can call, and you can just mute yourself. That guest call number is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nadel hosts a Gospel Truth broadcast at 701-802-5175. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey. Again, 18 East Center Street. Also on Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377, and that access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And Christian Temple's annual convocation is coming up next month. And I believe that will be our 60th year, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that will be our 60th convocation, if it's the Lord's will. Mm-hmm. And I've received information from our beautiful secretary, Sister Missionary Desi Johnson, and in-person services are going to be held Tuesday through Sunday, and teleconference at night, Monday through Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. So the morning services are going to start at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning will be at 11 a.m. and the evening services will be 7 o'clock p.m. via teleconference, if it's the Lord's will. And if any changes occur, then we'll notify you if it's the Lord's will. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Erica Hameen. Thank God for your prayers for her. She's doing a lot better, but continue to pray for her. For Sister Cleo Jones, Olene and Wayne, Mr. Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breed Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marquito, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Reeve Anderson family, Muhammad Hamidan family, Robin Manzay, Patrick Miller, Montre Miller, and all the families who have bereaved of their loved ones, as well as those who are affected by COVID, and anyone who is requesting prayer. Those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I believe I may have heard Evangelist Maybell come on in. And if she's on, amen, praise the Lord, thank God for the help. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell coming on in. And we want to go ahead and let her have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for once again being on the Prayer Works Ministry. And I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God. He is a good God. He's a healer, and he's always on time. I thank God. I just want to encourage all of my brothers and sisters out there in Radio Land to hold fast the sound word, and don't let the devil cause you to stray, because we are living in the last days, and we could see all around us in our homes, in the streets, on the jobs, we can see so much hate going on amongst the people in the land today. But we want you to be encouraged to hold on and hold fast to the love of God that he has put in you, because we must love one another. If we don't love one another, we will not make it into the kingdom of God. So we thank God for this opportunity, another chance to encourage you to hold on. And at this time, we're going to bring to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring you the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, for the opening scripture, the announcement. Thank God for the words of encouragement. I just thank God once again for all of you who have tuned in to the broadcast on tonight. And I feel good down in my soul. I feel excited on this joy night. I have a right to praise the Lord. We all have a right to praise him. And I just want to take out a little time and give God praise, because he is worthy to be praised at all times. Amen. God has been so good to us and so merciful. So we need to give him more praise. We need to give God the glory and the honor that's due unto him. The Lord, praise the Lord. If I were in the building on tonight, I believe I would be singing praises unto the Lord, clapping my hands, stomping my feet. And when the Spirit of God moves on me, I would be going forth in the dance, praising the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. He kept me all down throughout the course of the week. Amen. He gave me the strength that I needed to continue on. And right now, God is blessing me. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You may not be able to see how the Lord is blessing me, but I want you to know that God is blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I know I'm blessed, and I'm going to take just a few moments just to give him some praise. If you want to join me, you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord on the goodness of the Lord down through the course of the years, how God showed up so many times, how he healed my body. Hallelujah. How he answered my prayer when I called on him and he came to see about me. That's all I have to do is just think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. And my soul can't help but cry out unto the Lord and give him praise. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this great opportunity. I thank him for coming into my life, converting me and sanctifying me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. Praise be to God. I tell you, God is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord God. God is just good all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead on and get to the word of God. And at this time, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord, we ask that you would send your word tonight and feed our souls. Lord, minister unto us, O God, in every way that we need. O Lord God, you know best, and we are depending on you. We believe that we have the petitions we've asked. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. Let us go to the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. This is in the New Testament, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with verses 1 through 13, if it be the Lord's will. And the Bible reads, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" Amen. Praise the Lord. And the topic or the title of this message on this evening is "The Bridegroom is Coming." Praise the Lord. And the theme is "Prepare to Meet the Bridegroom." Amen. I can say with truth that God is a mighty God, and he is worthy to be praised. And in that passage of scripture, it's very enlightening. It lets us know that one day Jesus, who is the bridegroom, is on his way. He's coming. Praise the Lord. And we need to prepare to meet him. And as the Bible explains, there were 10 virgins. They were all in the same place. They were all there for the same purpose. And they were all looking to meet the bridegroom, expecting to meet the bridegroom. Nevertheless, there's a distinction there. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And those that were foolish, their lamps but no oil with them. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps, so that if in the event they had a need for additional oil, they already had it with them in their vessels with their lamps. But the foolish, they did not consider or even count up the cost, but went on out as if everything was going to be all right. And there are people who are quick to say, well, we're all God's children, which is true, and God loves us all the same, which is true. But again, there is a distinction. There will be those who are ready to meet the bridegroom and those yes. who are not. Amen. Those who have what it takes, those who are sealed, hallelujah, and those who are not sealed. And again, in this passage, the Bible, as Jesus began to speak this parable, he says the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins. Yes. So in other words, these represent all of those church people, glory to God. Some of them are wise and some foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like the foolish, but be like the wise. Because when the time came and the cry was made, it was time to go out to meet the bridegroom. Now, Jesus is not going to wait around for people who are not ready. When he comes, he's expecting us to be ready to meet him. Hallelujah. So there were some that were ready, and the ones who were not ready, they had to go looking for oil to put in their lamps because their lamps mm-hmm. had gone out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise be to God. But if you keep oil in your vessel with your lamp will not go out. Hallelujah. So that represent your light, as the Lord commanded us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So we have to let our light continue to shine. We cannot let this light go out. Hallelujah. Because the bridegroom is coming, and we won't have time to run around and get ready once he appears. Scripture says
right.
at midnight, there was a mm-hmm. cry made in verse 6, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. He didn't say, well, take your time and go take care of this and do all of these other things, but go meet him now.
Mm-hmm.
And all the virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the wise did not share their oil with the foolish. Why? Yeah. Because they knew that it was a possibility that it wouldn't be enough for them and the foolish. Mm-hmm. So they advised them to go and get their own oil. So we have to have what it takes. We can't go off of what somebody else has. We have to have it for ourselves. And we have to have it like the Bible says. Hallelujah. While the bridegroom tarried. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody was sleeping and slumbering together. Aware that if they were not ready, when that cry was made, they would lose out altogether. But the ones who were ready went in with the bridegroom to the marriage,
yes.
and the door was shut. But afterwards, the other virgins came, calling out, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Answer was not what they expected. They were looking to go in with the bridegroom, but the door had already been shut. And he said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So they were not introduced at the time when the door was open, when they were all invited to come in with the bridegroom to the marriage. Only the ones who were ready went in, and they were introduced to the bridegroom. And so the bridegroom got to know them. But the foolish were not there at the time, so he didn't know them. And they came and were turned away because they were not ready when they were supposed to be ready. They were not on their post where they were supposed to be, but they were somewhere else, unprepared. And therefore, they lost out all together.
Yes, they do.
No, despite all of their efforts, going and looking for somebody who sold oil, they went and they found oil to put in their vessels with their lamps, but it was too late. They still couldn't get in. And it reminds me of that second, glory to God, that second rapture, that in the first rapture, there's power in that first one, but the second one has no power. So it's no guarantee that you'll be caught up if you show up later. Glory be to God. There's going to be a separation in that day. God is going to gather all the nations before him, and they will be separated.
Amen.
A little later, further down in that same chapter, around verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and his holy angels with him, he's going to sit on his throne of glory. And all the nations are going to be gathered before him, and he's going to separate them. Hallelujah. He's not going to divide them according to the nation, but as sheep from goats. Those will be the only two categories, the sheep and the goats. And he's going to to separate them as a shepherd divide his sheep from the goat. And the sheep, he's going to put them on the right hand and the goats on the left. And king shall say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So there is a definite distinction, glory be to God, between the blessed of the Father and all the rest. Glory, hallelujah. To be one of his own, the chosen one. Glory, hallelujah. God elect, those are the ones who will be on the right side. And this is what the king is going to say to them, hallelujah, praise God. But the others on the left side, doesn't matter what nation you're from, you're either a sheep or a goat. And that's how he's going to separate everyone, every nation. Hallelujah. It's time now to get right with the Lord, to get prepared to meet the bridegroom and to be watchful, because we don't know the day or the hour when the bridegroom is coming. It may be early in the morning or late at night. It could be sometime in the afternoon, but whenever that time is, we are to be ready at all times and be watchful, expecting the bridegroom to come, because he's surely coming. Is not he come, it's when he comes. He'll be expecting us to be ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm reminded of an example of someone who was foolish and unprepared. And that is the rich man described in St. Luke, the 12th chapter, how that there was a time when his ground brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. He didn't have enough room to bestow all the fruit that his ground had brought forth. It came forth so plentifully. But he was only thinking of himself. He was selfish. And he thought that he had a lot of time. So he decided that he would pull down his barns and build greater barns, because the ones he had were not big enough to hold all his goods. And he felt like he had enough for many years, and he was going to just lay it all up just for himself and take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But he was unaware that that would be his last day on earth. And God said to that foolish man, God referred to him as a fool, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, this is your last time, your last day on the earth. And the question that God asked him, whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Yes. All that you provided, you are not going to be around to enjoy. No. So he wasn't rich toward God. And the Bible likens everyone who is not rich toward God just like this foolish rich man who laid up the treasure for himself. He was so selfish. With all that he had, instead of thinking about, I have so much, I can just distribute to the poor, I can be a blessing to someone, he was considering nobody but himself. He wasn't even thinking about God. He wasn't rich toward God. But he was rich when it came to his worldly goods. And many people are the same way. This is all vanity. It's not worth it. It's not worth accumulating and gathering all the world's goods and being poor when it comes to godliness, righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So please take heed to the word of God and don't be caught unprepared. God is giving us enough time to prepare for his coming. He knows that we need to be ready and has made provisions for us. So no one will have an excuse to say, well, I didn't know. Nobody knows the day or the hour, which is why we have to be prepared.
That's right.
This is why we have to prepare now. We can't take it for granted just because he has delayed his coming or because he's tarrying for a little while longer. That's his mercy toward us, giving us enough time to complete the work that he's assigned unto us, to do and to obey his commandment, to keep his commandment, amen, and his statutes. He's giving us an opportunity to get closer to him. Hallelujah. He's given us the opportunity, if we don't know him, to get to know him. Oh, glory to God. But we don't want him to say to us, I know you not. Lord, glory to God. We don't want him to separate us out and put us on the left side. Praise God. Hallelujah. So his mercy is great toward us. We ought to receive his mercy. Amen. And graciously embrace it and be thankful that he has allowed us this opportunity. There may be someone who want to get to know the Lord and want to give their lives to him. This is your opportunity right now to turn from the world. Turn from your ways. Amen. Get that oil in your vessel with your lamp. What good is the lamp if it cannot burn, if there's no light? Hallelujah. You got to have that light. Trim that lamp.
Yeah.
Put that oil in the vessel. Go down on your knees before God and repent and ask God to forgive you for all the sins you've committed, for everything wrong you've done before the Lord. And ask God to save your soul. Invite him to come in and to dwell inside of you. Allow him to take control of your life, to lead you and to guide you, to teach you his ways. Hallelujah. Invite him to come in right now. It's not too late. Repent right now and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Make up your mind that you're going to give up the world. Because just like the man who decided that he was going to store up all these goods for many years, this could be your last night. We don't know. This could be your last opportunity. So don't take for granted thinking that you're going to be around for a while and you're going to put it off. Just like he thought that he could put that off and just build all these barns and have all these things for many years and it was over. It was, his life was over. It was done. He lost everything. So the things that he provided, he couldn't even answer the question saying who was going to take possession of all that he provided. Anybody could go in and take it. The rich.
Yes.
He was not thinking about nobody but himself. And same with us. Whatever you have that you view as valuable, when you leave here, who is it going to belong to? It no longer belongs to you, but somebody else is going to enjoy it when you're gone. So it's vanity. All is vanity. It's best to make provisions and preparations for your soul. Glory to God. You don't have to be like the foolish virgins. You don't have to be like the foolish rich man. Praise be to God. But you can be wise, wise enough, pair for the coming of the bridegroom. Because the bridegroom surely is coming. Let's prepare to meet the bridegroom. Amen. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto him and believe God together. Because of a truth, God is listening. All we have to do is call out to him and just believe him. Have faith in him and trust him. And God will do great and mighty things. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, Lord God, we want to be ready. Come. Lord, we ask that you will help us to be prepared. Oh, my God, have mercy on us and save us, Lord. Look on the souls tonight who have repented of all wrongdoing and asking for forgiveness. Lord, blot out their transgressions and wash away their iniquities, Lord. Forgive all of their sins and take their sins away. Oh, my God, purify them on the inside. Clean them up, Lord, on the inside and the outside. Make them all over, my God. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Lord, God, abide and dwell inside of them. Lord, lead and guide them into all truth. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to work a miracle in somebody's life tonight. Somebody's been struggling, oh God, and having trouble, Lord God, running and trying to get out from under oppression and depression.
Yes,
have
God.
Mercy on them right now, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
And lift that heaviness off of them, my Lord Jesus. Regulate their mind. Fix their heart, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Work wonders in their life. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We know you are able to do all things, and there's nothing impossible for you. Lord, we call on you tonight to remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand on them this night. Move in the name of Jesus. Move on them, oh God, on their hearts and on their minds. Please, oh God, grant them the request that they made before you. Oh, Lord, move by your spirit right now, Jesus. Pour out your power and your anointing in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side. Oh, my God, move the hindrances out of the way. We know you can do it, Lord Jesus. There's nothing impossible for you. We're leaning and depending on you, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. And without you, we can do nothing. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight, Lord. Remember those, oh God, names that were called out, Lord God, and those that were not called out, and everyone who is represented on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus.
Bless abundantly.
Move in a mighty way, oh God. Work wonders and miracles, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make everyone whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Give strength to the weak, Lord God.
Yes.
Build up those who are torn down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage those who are discouraged.
Then encourage
them,
Lord.
Give them courage tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to help us. Help us, Lord God, to redeem the time for the days of evil. Help us, Lord.
Help us, God.
We're about your business, oh God.
Help us to be ready.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
I want to be ready, Lord God.
We can't make it without you. Help your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, remember the church, oh God, and the leaders. Bless abundantly, Lord. Help us, oh God, to come together and to glorify your name Oh, my Lord, we bless your holy name, and we praise you, Lord. We ask you to be with us throughout the course of this evening. Have your eternal way. Let your holy will be done. And, Lord God, comfort those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone who is dear to them or close to them. Lord, give them comfort and consolation tonight. Oh, please, Lord, wrap your arms around them. Help them during this difficult and trying time. Lord God, help them. See them through, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. And we believe you tonight, Lord. And we are asking you to accept our prayer and to grant our petition. We believe it, Lord, and we count it done. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the outpouring of your
spirit,
Lord. We thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
you, God.
Glory.
Thank you for your touch. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for the saving of souls. Thank you for the
miracles.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing of the strength of the faith. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. Oh, my God, we ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The broadcast is in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed prayer. And also thank you for that anointed message. Thank you, Jesus. That was a very soul-stirring, soul-searching message, saying the bridegroom is coming. Prepare to meet the bridegroom. And we have to prepare to meet Jesus because he's coming at an hour that we think not. As the preacher began to say, you know, no man knows the day or the hour that he's coming. And whatever state that he finds us in, that's how we're going to be. And just like the foolish virgins, they were empty. They had their lamps and everything, but they didn't have any oil in their lamps. They were empty, and they were unprepared. They were getting ready when they should have been ready. They should have been prepared. And sometimes just thinking about, you know, we don't know when Jesus is going to come. And what state is he going to find us in? What? Well, there's a song, I believe Deborah Barnes sings it, and she says, what will you be doing when Jesus returns? Will you be sitting at home talking on the telephone? Will you be on your knees praying? Will you be fasting, watching? What will we be doing? But no man knows when he's coming, so we should always strive to be ready. Lord Jesus, this was a very soul-searching, soul-stirring message, and I thank God for you, Vance Tommy. I'm going to keep on encourage you to keep on preaching the Word of God. I'm going to open up the line. Vance Maybell, to have remarks. God bless you. God bless you, Vance's name.
Praise the Lord. A very serious message. Glory to God. Those wise virgins, they had enough sense to know that along this way and along this journey, it was going to take some extra oil. So they prepared themselves. They had the extra oil, and they had the oil in their vessels, in their lamp, already filled and trimmed, ready to go for this journey. You know, sometimes we don't want to count up the cost. It's going to take a lot to make it into the kingdom of God. Glory to God, this is a long journey, and we have to have everything that we need to make it into the kingdom of God. It won't be time to turn around and go looking for more oil. But we got to have it with, and we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Not even the Son himself. He doesn't know when he's coming. So if he doesn't know when he's coming back, surely we as the people of God, we have to take God at his word and be ready, not trying to get ready, but be ready and stay ready. I tell you, I just thank God for this message. Serious, very serious, and not to be taken lightly.
and I enjoyed Yvonne Samin. She preached under the anointing, and she prayed
yes,
under the
did.
Anointing. And we yes. just need to receive this word of God and prepare to meet the Lord, because the bridegroom is coming. Surely the bridegroom is coming, and we won't be able to try to get ready. We must be ready. And I just thank God. I want to encourage the people of God. Let's take the word of God in and let's be ready. And I'm saying to Venice, I mean, keep letting the Lord have his way in your life and continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. If any other clergy are on the line, you may have remarks at this time. I'd like when she said, get ready and stay ready. And it's one thing to get ready, but then, you know, you wait around, you know, you ride, but it hasn't come yet, so you start doing other things. But get ready and stay ready. No other clergy are on the line. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist. God bless you, thanks.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging exhortations and remarks from Evangelist Lay and also Evangelist Khadija. And they brought out some beautiful points as well. You know, it truly is a long journey. And, you know, sometimes people, they take it for granted that, oh, it's been so long and
mm-hmm.
he hasn't come yet. So I'm just going to get, you know, take it easy. I'm just going to relax. No, that's not a time to do that. It's not a time to go do other things. But once you get ready, stay ready. Amen. It's like sometimes I may go out there to get the train. It seems to be taking so long. As soon as you walk away, here comes the train. So we have to stay ready and just be patient and wait on God. Praise the Lord. And I believe also while I was speaking, I believe I said the first rapture. I should have said the first resurrection. Amen. In that first resurrection has power, but that second one has no power. Glory to God.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord because he gives us the opportunity. It's like we have more than enough opportunity to be ready and to stay ready. So I encourage
Amen.
You to just take the word of God in for yourself and apply it to your own lives. And again, we do thank God for this broadcast and for all of your prayers and your continued prayers, might I say, and support in all that you do to help this ministry. We are so grateful and thankful to the Lord for all of you. And is there anything else before we close out?
Yes, I just wanted to give praise and glory and honor unto the Lord, because when Brother Dennis was missing, God
brought
him back.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. And when I heard that he had been found and that
glory.
He was okay, I just start thanking the Lord and giving God praise.
Amen.
For what he had done.
Thank you, Lord.
God
yes.
God.
Yes.
And anything could have happened to him. The times
yes.
that we are living in, this yes. evil, wicked time, perilous
yes.
time, the yes. Bible calls it. I tell
thank
you,
Lord,
you're not safe out here in this world.
No.
The only
That's
place
the truth.
You're safe is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But we thank God for what he did for letting him be found and make his way back home. All glory
yes.
and honor is unto the Lord for what he has done. Praise the Lord. Let's pray that the Lord save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. Yes, I thank God for that. When I heard that, just made me so happy, and I just began to give thanks
yeah,
to the
too.
Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because again, like Evangeline said, it's so dangerous out there. We don't know where danger is going to be at any time, but it's all around. But God is a merciful God, and I'm praying that God will save that young man and use him. Let's pray for all the youth, all the young people, because the enemy is trying to destroy their lives.
But
they need our prayers. Anything else? If not, we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, prepare to meet the bridegroom. God bless you and good night.